Hi, this is Guy Smith, the pastor of One Life Church. I want to thank you for tuning in to this message. You know, all the messages that we create and really everything that we do at One Life Church is about fulfilling what we have as a biblical mission to make and guide fully devoted followers of Jesus Christ. My prayer and our prayer as a church is that as you tune into this message, that you will be blessed and your faith will grow and that the Holy Spirit will work in your heart and guide you towards a deeper faith and a greater mission for the cause of Christ. Enjoy.
Father God, Lord, I thank you so much that when we go through dark days and terrible things like cancer, that even though it's so hard to see any good in that, in the pain, that a lot of times at the other side of it, you had plans, you have intentions, you can take tragedy and you can use it for good and for your glory. So Lord, we thank you for that ministry that Lori has. And Lord, I thank you for every dollar that that we collectively tonight will give in support of that work. And we trust, Lord, that you will guide Lori's leadership in knowing how best to use those funds to comfort people in our community. So thank you, Lord, for that. Now, God, as we get ready to crack open your word and spend some time here talking about the message of you sending Jesus into our world to save us, Lord, we trust you, your Holy Spirit, to guide my words and my thoughts and the hearts and minds of those who are here with us tonight. All glory and praise to you in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, have you ever noticed that what you see in life determines what you do in life? Have you ever noticed that your perspective of something determines so often your reaction to something or to a situation? Our perspective changes everything. Today we're talking about fresh eyes seeing Christmas in a new light. Because although so many of us have heard the Christmas story dozens of times, and a lot of times that kind of gets like the in one ear, out the other. It's like, well, I've heard it, I get it, it happens, praise the Lord, but I'm, you know, where's the excitement? Where's the special piece? What's different in this? So I want to talk to you a little bit tonight about seeing Christmas in new light so that hopefully this year as we celebrate and we get ready for Christmas morning, you can be re-excited, reach a new level of joy in remembering what Christ has done for us. But our perspective changes everything. So I want to do my best by God's grace to give you a new perspective on a piece of the Christmas story today. So a new perspective. I want to tell you a little bit about a story from my past summer. I know this isn't very Christmas-like. It's not very Christmassy, but it's a story that I hope will help you kind of see and begin this idea of this perspective on the Christmas story so much at stake so that in the days to come as you're sitting around with family and opening presents and looking at trees and thinking about the manger, right, that you can see a new perspective. But our perspective makes a difference. So for example, this past summer, my wife and I and our kids and her family, we all traveled to Myrtle Beach for a week of vacation. Now, I got two kids under three, so we spent 11 glorious hours in a minivan with two kids under three. They did an outstanding job. It was an absolute blast. But if you've ever traveled with little kids, you kind of know kind of what that can be like, right? The what ifs, the risk, the 11-hour trip that becomes an 18-hour trip, right? Like, we know these things happen. So when you go on a trip, you kind of have this goal of you're aiming at your destination and you have this goal and this hope. You say, you know what? I don't want any traffic problems. And, you know, I'm going to Myrtle Beach. So instead of going down the coast through DC, I'm going to cut across through West Virginia or Virginia or something like that to try and avoid traffic. Because we all have that fear, that stress of traffic. So when we run into traffic jams, maybe you're the kind of driver who gets really intense and stressed out as soon as you see a traffic jam, right? So we're driving and we're driving through Virginia and we come up to this point on the interstate and we we see the traffic slowing down, and then we see it stopping, and we look out ahead, and it's like as far as you can see, cars sitting still. And we don't know what happened. We're just thinking, man, we're in trouble. So we had a choice, okay? We had a choice. We could sit here. We could just pull right up to this, the back of this car, and we could sit there in traffic, stressing out, cussing out everybody, right? Like we could have gone crazy while we're sitting there stressing out. But instead, here's what happened. Maybe I'm a little unique in this way, but I'm a little bit of a low stress driver when it comes to this. So it wasn't real like rocking for me, but we come up to this car, I see it, and I have this split second opportunity to change my perspective and say, okay, am I gonna just sit here in the left lane and boil? Or am I gonna look for a way out, right? And we're always praying for the way out. So we get up to this traffic, and just it was nothing more than God's timing, right? My wife and I were laughing about this, and we get right there as the traffic begins to stop, we have just enough time to slip off the exit. Just, I was like, wow, that's God ordained. And we just kind of roll down the exit, right? And my wife right away, she looks at me and she's like, do you know where this road goes? And she can tell you, drive with me. It's no, we're figuring this out, right? I could either sit there and stress or I can go down this road and see what happens. So we got off the exit and we quickly looked to see what route we're on. We opened up the map on her phone and we figured out that, again, God ordained, right? We looked and if we turned right, we literally followed a road that went parallel with the interstate for about 15, 20 minutes. And then right through some beautiful small towns and we had, and the whole time we're driving, we're like, well, if we look at the map, at some point this road crosses over the interstate. And she said, can we get on there? I said, sometimes you can, sometimes you can't, right? So we just drove and we saw what happened. And there we got there and there was an on-ramp. It was unreal. We went right onto the interstate, no traffic, the jam was behind us, and we cruised down the road. But our perspective of here's the situation, here's what's happening, okay, how are we gonna look at this? But our perspective and how we view something determines what we do and how we react. But that was an opportunity to have a different perspective. So let me ask you this. When you look at Christmas this year, what do you see? When you look at the Christmas story, what do you see? And do you have control of what you see? Do you get to decide what you see? What do you see when you look at Christmas? Some of you get really excited and you just love Christmas, all about the holidays and the joy and the people and the Christmas lights and the trees and the twinkle in your kids' eyes when you give them a gift or just the beauty of what's going on around town. And you see all of the great, beautiful, Americanized, light up the night Christmas scenes. It's a great thing to see, right? But let me ask you this, is that all you see? Is that all you see? Some of you maybe have a different perspective and you kind of come into Christmas and you just have all this stress and you see all of the bills and family you don't want to see and all the work and the cleaning and all the things about Christmas that becomes difficult, all the craziness that we put in and all the pressure that we put on ourselves. And you kind of think, man, the kids are out of school, so how am I going to entertain them for a whole week? What's going to happen? How am I going to make it through this today? And we focus on maybe the negative or the work. It's a choice we make to have that perspective. But let me ask you this. Is that all you see? Is that all you see this Christmas? Maybe for some of you, you're not looking forward to today or tomorrow. Maybe Christmas is sad for you. Maybe Christmas is hard for you. Maybe it's just another reminder that you're all by yourself. Maybe it's the first Christmas that you're spending alone without someone that you've spent many, many Christmases with. And it's hard and it's sad. Maybe this is the first Christmas that your kids are gonna have two Christmases instead of one. Maybe this is a sad season for you. And you can't seem to focus on anything other than the pain. So let me ask you, is that all that you see? Is that all you see? Or is it just a piece of what you see? What's your perspective on Christmas this year? So tonight, I want you to see Christmas differently. I want you to see it differently. I want you to change your perspective and see it through fresh eyes, because I would love for you to see Christmas not just from your perspective of where you're at in life today, or not just from the perspective of, as we've been talking in weeks past, if you were here, the perspective of Mary or the perspective of the shepherds in the fields, but I would love for you tonight to see Christmas how heaven saw it. Imagine seeing Christmas the way heaven saw it, looking down from above. What would that be like? To, instead of focusing on the here and now and the see and touch, to see Christmas from the sky, from heaven. Now, I know this kind of sounds strange, because I know some of you maybe aren't even sure that Jesus is a real historical figure, and I don't really know if I'm into all of that. So thinking about how heaven sees Christmas differently might seem like a real stretch for you tonight. But I want to challenge you, I want to invite you just to spend a few minutes with me and walk through this before we sing Candlelight Silent Night, because I would love for you to come. I would love for you to join me and just see this picture, because here's why this matters. Here's why this matters. No matter where you're at with your faith tonight, no matter where you're at in terms of Christmas, whether you still think believe in certain things or not in certain other things, I don't want to blow the day for anybody tonight. Hold on to your faith. But I'm convinced that if you could see what heaven saw, you'd respond how heaven responded. I'm convinced that if you could see what heaven saw on the night that Jesus was sent to the manger, that you would respond how heaven responds. So let's look at the Christmas story and what heaven saw. If you have your Bibles with you, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. If you brought a Bible, or if you have the Bible app or whatnot, we're going to throw it on the screen too, so it's going to be okay, because I don't see very many people reaching down for Bibles. So here we go. Starting in verse 8, it says, "And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased.'" Amen. So what did heaven see? What did heaven see that night? What are they praising? How are they responding? The gloriousness of the moment hits a new high, right? A sky filled with angels. So you know what heaven saw that day? I believe that heaven saw an answer to the human condition and all of our problems arrive on the scene. The answer, the person, and the soon to be at this point in time work of Jesus Christ the Savior shows up on the scene. I believe that heaven saw an answer to your prayers and to my prayers and to the prayers of men and women for centuries. Now, I don't know how you see Christmas, but I'm convinced that if you could see Christmas the way heaven did, it would change everything. It would change everything about your today and your future, and maybe even your eternity. Because here's the thing, even though the world was celebrating, many silently, many unknowingly, but pieces of the world were celebrating, heaven was celebrating harder than anybody that night. It's like when we do baptism and we say, heaven's going crazy because one is found. So we go crazy because one is found. Heaven is going crazy and celebrating because For centuries, centuries, people have been crying out to God about their problems that they were facing in this life. For centuries, people were crying out on their knees saying, well, if God is so loving, why is he seem so absent? Right? Where is he at in this world full of competition and bitterness and broken relationships and war and famine and poverty and hurt? Where is God? Why is everything so broken? And in the part of the Bible that we call the Old Testament, it tells of the story of God's love for his people. They're falling away from him, and yet he is steadfast in his love. He's steadfast in his love. He's steadfast in his love. Constantly we see God gives them the standard, and then they fail, and then the scripture says, but God continually expending love and grace on his people, right? But all along, something was missing, like something wasn't complete, and maybe for you, something feels not quite complete. I hear the story, I understand the story, but this is more than just a Dr. Seuss or a Charlie Brown story. This is the Savior of the world. This is the world's greatest story, the greatest story that could ever be told. So God's people have questions. People wander, and they hurt. But Jesus came and brought hope. Hope into a hurting world, and heaven saw that. And you can see that this Christmas and change your perspective this Christmas. And I pray that you do. I pray that you do. See, when you look over your life tonight, you might see heartache. You might see pain. You might see fracturing and struggle. And you might see something isn't quite in place. Something just isn't quite right. Why is all of this pain happening? And it's just, no matter what you do and what you run towards and what you fill the gaps with, it's like there's just something that's not quite complete, right? Like something's missing in there. Why is it always so hard? But maybe that's not your story. Maybe you have a story of incredible success. Maybe you're the person that everything you touch turns to gold, right? I want to rub some of that off of you, right? Everything you touch turns to gold. You got all this success. You've had an amazing year. And you know you have nothing to complain about this Christmas. You have an amazing job, an amazing house, car, family. Everything in your life is perfect. But yet, it still feels a little empty. It still feels like, you know what? I have everything I need, but is this as good as it gets? Is this all there is? And deep down inside of you, you're afraid that the answer might be, yeah, that's it. Worldly success is all you get because you've tasted success, and honestly, it's a lot less satisfying than you ever thought it would be. Is that you tonight? In your perspective of life, because you've learned that trophies and degrees can pile up, but they all fade away, that they all decay. See, this is why it is so important that at the very first Christmas morning, that we know, that we remember, that we remind ourselves, as we look at Christmas with fresh eyes and a new light, heaven rejoiced. Heaven rejoiced because Christ broke into a world that is so much more similar to the one we live in than what we give it credit for. It's the same. The hurts and the pains and the sins might look different, but it's still the same. Same humans, same human nature, right? See, I mean, the snippet that we call Earth on that night when Jesus came, the angels shouted thanks to God and announcing the good news to all humanity. Just partially. Scripture gives us just a little tiny glimpse of the thunderous applause in heaven. And when heaven saw it, heaven went crazy. Because heaven rejoiced and they celebrated with delight that night. And just a few years later, Jesus would tell people who came to hear him teach in Matthew 13:17, he would say, for truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people longed to see what you see. They didn't see it. And to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. It's as though heaven and generations and prophets and even us, maybe unknowingly this Christmas, have been waiting and waiting for the moment when God would send Jesus, the Messiah, to rescue us. What a glorious, glorious, glorious day. Do you see that this Christmas? Of how amazing and how glorious that is? Are you rejoicing this Christmas and seeing it the way heaven saw it? Because the birth of Jesus that we celebrate every Christmas today, the birth of Jesus began this 3-decade-long journey of him sharing some of the greatest wisdoms that the world has ever known, truth from the mouth of God, the teachings of Jesus is the part of the story that you might know, that you might understand, but the rest of the story is still sitting here with us today. Because the truth is that even though Jesus came into the world and has saved so many people, he's still coming into a world that was rejecting him, spitting on him, throwing at him, insulting him. And that while you were still a sinner, the wages of which is death, God sent Jesus to love you and embrace you. Even as a criminal, he embraces you so that when you get lost in the gifts and you get lost in the Christmas and the lights and all of the worry and all of the work that happens, all of the sadness and the emptiness, then they embrace you and overtake you. Not only did Jesus die for you, come for you, die for you, but he rose to life for you. And that matters. And that, my friends, is why Christmas even happened. So are you seeing this? Are you meeting Jesus where you're at? Because he wants to meet you where you're at. Because there is only one way to the Father, and that is by inviting Jesus into your life and into your heart. See, the coming of Jesus meant the coming of hope. It meant the coming of peace. It meant the coming of good news. It meant the way that we could get through the pain and through the hurt and through the emptiness. And see, that's what heaven saw. That's what heaven really saw. Heaven really saw that, you know what? We're stepping into this life. Jesus is stepping into this world that is filled with pain and hurt. And heaven looks down and is like, hope has arrived. Rejoice, this is glorious. You guys gotta be so excited about this because heaven is so pumped that Jesus has come down and said, here's the way to God. No more guaranteed eternal damnation. It's freedom, it's forgiveness from your sins. Heaven looks down and heaven sees that. Do you see that tonight? Are you excited about that tonight? Because I'm convinced that if you could see the Christmas story, if you could see the birth and the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus in the way that heaven saw it and sees it, you'll respond how heaven responded. You will respond how heaven responded. So what do you do? What do you see on Christmas? What's your perspective? Are you too busy looking at the gifts or the lights or the trees or the hurt or the crazy busyness or the rush or the stress or the overwhelm or the sadness or the emptiness? See, tonight I would like for you to see what heaven saw the first Christmas so that you can rejoice with heaven and respond the way it heaven. Because we all have a choice, right? We all have a choice. Yeah, life circumstance comes into your life and throws wrenches into your life and can have a heavy weighting on your perspective. But the truth is, you still get to wake up every morning and decide what you're going to look at, right? Like, what am I going to look at? So when I was on that interstate and we came up to that stopped traffic, I had a choice, right? I can just sit in the left lane and I can sit there and I can boil and I can stress and I can cuss out everybody in front of me, right? I can do that. Or I could tweak my perspective just a little bit to the right and see the way out. Jesus came and heaven saw it and heaven rejoiced. This is your way out of a dark and hopeless world. we're sending Jesus, the hope of the world. So I want to invite you tonight. Some of you will be ready, some of you won't be ready, but I want to invite you to surrender your life to Christ. To say, this is the Christmas where I look at Jesus differently. Where I put my Santa on the shelf with the elf and say, okay, here's what matters. Jesus. So I invite you to surrender your life to the one who gave his life so that you could have life and find life. Just like the old Christmas carol says, the hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight. Heaven responded with rejoicing. And I'm convinced that if you could see what heaven saw, you would wipe away all your doubts and say, I believe I am in. I am following Jesus. He has saved my life. I am convinced that you would respond how heaven responded. So where are you at tonight, this Christmas Eve? As the worship team comes up to lead us in Silent Night, I want to invite you to look past the busyness, to look past the sadness, to look past the hurt, to look past all of the glitter and the tinsel, and instead take a moment and embrace Jesus for who he came for, your salvation. God with us. God for us. So I'd like everybody to just bow your heads with me in a word of prayer. Just bow your heads with me, I pray. And I'm going to pray a prayer, and if you just repeat after me and believe in your heart that Jesus died for your sins, if you believe this in your heart as you pray this with me, the Bible says that you will be saved. God, I know that I have sinned against you and that I am deserving of punishment. But Jesus, I believe that you took the punishment that I deserve so that through faith in him, I will be forgiven. I confess that I am a sinner. I confess that it was my sins that put you on the cross. I place my trust in you, Lord Jesus, for salvation. Thank you for your wonderful grace and forgiveness. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer tonight, I guess simple invitation, you can talk to me after church, or in the seat back in front of you, there is a welcome card. And on the back of that welcome card, there's a little box that says, I got saved today, Romans 10:9. If you just check that box and either give it to me or a volunteer or drop it in the giving box on your way out, I would love to connect with you. And I know it is so exciting to rejoice this Christmas season the way that heaven is rejoicing with you. Because just like I said earlier, when one comes home, heaven goes crazy in celebration. So we want to rejoice with you tonight if you prayed that prayer in faith. Welcome to the family of God.